In today's capsule episode, you'll learn a simple response that both protects your child while shutting down attempts to bait you into conflict.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast helping parents of LGBTQ plus kids move from fear to fierce allyship and feel less alone and more informed so you can protect what matters, raise brave kids, and spark collective change. I'm Heather Hester. Let's get started.
Welcome back to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. Today is day 5 of our 12-day Holiday Capsule, More Human Moments for the Most Wonderful and Complicated Time of the Year. These 12 days will guide you through simple exercises and responses to empower you and help you stay grounded and reflective. You don't have to conform to holiday pressure. Your peace and presence are the rebellion. These are not fluffy holiday tips. They're real moments for real humans. So today is day 5, and we're talking about a painful but common holiday moment. When someone misgenders your child or expresses something dismissive, confused, or invalidating. By the end of today's short episode, you'll understand why these moments hit so deeply for both you and your child. You'll learn a 3-step response that protects safety without escalating conflict. And you'll practice a breath that helps you clear the shame or panic response. So let's get into it. Let's imagine this scenario. Your child walks into the room and a relative who knows better uses the wrong name or pronouns. There's an awkward pause. Your child visibly stiffens. Everyone else pretends not to notice. You feel that instant surge, a mix of anger, protectiveness, and panic. In many situations, misgendering isn't a slip of the tongue. It is purposeful, a small microaggression that is meant to hurt. And it can feel like a small tear in the fabric of belonging. When it happens at the holiday table or at a holiday family gathering, the wound feels sharper because that space is supposed to be safe, warm, familiar. But sometimes it's not. What you're feeling in that moment, the heat, the anger, that shaky breath, isn't overreaction. It's your nervous system detecting harm. The pause, protect, pivot is a framework that helps keep you grounded while making the corrective action clear. This is how it works. Pause for one breath, one heartbeat, and re-anchor. Protect. Say something like, "We use they, them for Riley." It's neutral, clear, unapologetic. And then pivot. Let's move on. Or let's talk about short and steady. You're not trying to convince anyone. You're modeling safety. Today's ritual is called the breath of safety. You're going to take 3 inhales and 3 exhales. On the first inhale, you're going to say to yourself, "My love protects." And then exhale, "Shame is not mine." Inhale, "My clarity guides." Exhale, "Their reaction is theirs." Inhale, "We belong." Exhale, "We're okay." If you need more support on this one, try journaling or reflecting on this question. What does courage look like for me in moments like this? Thank you for taking this short pause with me today. Remember that these small, steady practices are exactly how we stay grounded and connected and courageous this season. If today's reflection felt supportive, share it with someone else who might need it. And for more resources, weekly reflections, and support, visit heatherhester.net. Tomorrow, day 6, is all about guilt. Parent guilt, ally guilt, the guilt of doing too much or not enough. Until then, remember, your clarity is love in action. Your protection matters.